Bachelor
on City Talk 105.9.
City
Surgery.
City Talk 105.9, this is the voice of Liverpool. I'm Will Batchelor. Happy Monday, hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're not stuck at home, stuck indoors, barricaded indoors by the 1 centimetre snow drifts. Oh, it's snow, stay in, the snow. Anyway, I'll leave that to Duncan Barks to do that, because this is the City Surgery. And if anyone who likes technology is still listening to City Talk 105.9 after Duncan Barks demolished the idea of computer games, then I want to hear from you, because, as ever, on a Monday, I am joined by Mr. Gary Miller. He is our gadget guru here at City Talk 105.9, and he knows an awful lot about technology. So, if you are a gamer looking to talk about the latest releases, if you want to know what's the best console to buy, if you're looking to get a new camera, a new phone, if you're struggling with the technology in your life, maybe your computer won't do what it's told and you're tearing your hair out and ready to throw it out the window, don't do that just yet. Speak to Gary first. Unlike some computer help centres, A, he is in this country. B, he will speak to you like a human being. And C, I promise, he won't just say, have you tried turning it off and on again? He's here to help, and he's with me now. Afternoon, Gary.
Afternoon. Well, I don't know. I'm from Scotland. I live in Liverpool, so I suppose I am local. I do try not speak with technical speak, and also sometimes I do actually say switch it off and switch it back on again, because it might actually be the way to fix it. Remember, my granddad and my dad used to bang the TV when it was valve TVs to make the valve go back into its slot again. So sometimes it's not technical stuff that fixes it. It's actually just hard labour that fixes it.
There you go. If you want some of that advice, robust advice from Gary Miller, the thing to do is to pick up the phone and give him a shout. You can come on air, explain the problem to him. It might be a problem, it might be a dilemma. You might have a load of cash burning a hole in your pocket. It's unlikely, I know, but you might do. And you might be looking to buy, I don't know, a new TV, a new camcorder, a new phone. And you might be looking for some advice on the best ones to get, the best spec to be looking for. 0151 708 1059 is the landline. If you want to send us a text, the number is 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space, and the email is surgery@citytalk.fm. Plenty of time to get to your questions, but the earlier you get them in, the more chance we will have to answer them, particularly because we don't just answer questions on this show. I also start off every week by asking Gary what's hot and what's not in the world of technology. What have you got to whet our appetites this week, Gary?
Well, it's a lot hotter in here than it is outside. It's not even a centimetre of snow now, but at least we're all here in work. What is hot? Well, actually, this could be hot for us, but not hot for the manufacturer. Did you know that Sony, the computing company, would say, or the movie company, etc., Sony's profits are 95% down in the last year.
Is that just credit crunch, or have they done something disastrous with a product?
I don't know. I mean, they're talking, and actually this is what we're coming on to, the PlayStation 3. David Reeves, the head of Sony Computers Entertainment Europe, has hinted that there might be a PS3 cut, but is not prepared to say when. Adding, which I'm surprised this has come from people in Spin, that the PS3 will probably also be the most expensive console compared to the Xbox from Microsoft, or perhaps one of the other things like the Wii Fit, etc.
So what they're saying is it is going to come down in price potentially or possibly, but even if it does come down in price, they're not going to be looking to undercut the Xbox. They just want to make it more in the region of the Xbox.
Well, it's interesting. They want to bring the prices down, but one of the reasons they can't at the moment is they're waiting for the manufacturers. You know, you use people in Taiwan, Korea, and the Philippines, etc., who make these boxes, to bring the price of parts, etc., down. And somebody had asked me before, are gadgets going to come down? In fact, one of our questions today is is about a gadget. Is the price going to come down? The answer at the moment is gadgets are going to go up in price in most cases because supply of them, getting the parts, are becoming more and more expensive. More expensive to get them from point A to point B. The actual the fact that they've got to find other companies to make them because some companies have gone into liquidation, that sort of thing. So gadgets, they say, might increase this year by 30%. But there's a PS3 hinting they're going to bring the prices down, but not as low as the Xbox or some of the others. Just interesting to see that, you know, prices are going to come down. Don't know when, but that is a little bit hot because they're talking about the PS3 coming down. The only problem is there are problems with the games. Mm-hmm. Less and less people are making games for the PSP, the PSP3, PSP in particular, but also the PS3 in Europe, etc. Might be big in America, but not necessarily as big elsewhere.
There you go. If you're a PlayStation gamer and that has, I don't know, piked up your ears. Is that a word? Piked up? I'm sure it's not. If that has made you sit
perked
up and listen,
up your ears.
Up, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for. You can tell it's been a long weekend. Then you might want to ask Gary something else about that or any other question. May in Widnes has got a question. It's about her iPod. Hiya, May.
Hi there.
Hello,
hi,
you're, May. You're on the air. What's your question for Gary?
Right, well, it is my children bought me a new iPod Nano. I think it's like the fourth generation, the latest generation one.
Yes.
And you've got to download iTunes 8 to use it.
Yes.
And it also comes with a QuickTime add-on that comes with it. But for the life of me, I can't get it to run, and I've been on different blogs, and they've said disable everything so it runs by itself. I've unloaded it and reloaded it, and it just, it looks like it's going to run, but it just doesn't open whatsoever, so I just can't use my iPod.
I'm confused by something here. When you buy the iPod, it's got all the software on it. It should just
run.
Not
the latest one, it hasn't.
Ah, you were updating it from, right. So you've got version 7 of iTunes on.
No, it didn't have any versions. It was just a new, it was an iPod. I've never had one before.
Yeah, but that's...
On the instructions, it said you had to download the version 8 from the Apple site.
Yeah.
But it didn't come with a CD. So it didn't have any iTunes on
That's why I was confused, because when you buy in an Apple store, the software is already on the iPod.
Yeah, I've read that with other iPods, but not with this
particular
one.
Oh, that's interesting now. To be honest, I'd be waffling if I was trying to help you there, because you've confused me now.
Right.
I know that through, basically, have you got a little docking station that's attached to your computer?
I've got the lead on
the
docking
cable.
Station to
right.
play it if I want to play it on a docking station.
And are you doing it through a PC or a Macintosh?
I'm doing it through a PC.
Through a PC. And have you downloaded off the Apple website onto the PC the Apple software?
Yeah, all the software is there, the files are there, but it just won't open whatsoever.
Right, and then you've linked the lead to the PC, and then you've gone to Apple iTunes version 8 on that computer, and it's not actually, it's still not synchronized with your Nano. Then I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that. If anybody's out there, that's what we like on the show, anybody out there had a similar problem, could they ring us, email us, or text us with some details to help May in Widnes, a problem with her iPod Nano, and she can't actually synchrise between the Nano and the PC to actually get the software to actually run it as a Nano, run it as an iPod.
Do you know where it's bought from, May, the shop?
No, it was a present. The children bought it for me.
Okay.
I think it was off Dixon's Online or something like that.
Right. So I'm sorry. I mean, I do know about the iPods, but there's about 7 or 8 different versions of iPod. They all are slightly different. This particular problem I've not heard before, because it's always, it runs straight off the iPod without having to download anything. And actually, I wouldn't always necessarily, as a new user with any software, think, oh, I better go and get the most up-to-date one to update this particular iPod. I would leave it as it was.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it, how they're saying, you know, here's a brand new boxed item for you. Oh, by the way, you'll need some newer software. It does sound a slightly sort of putting the cart before the horse, but there we go. May, keep listening. And if anyone has suffered a similar problem or has any advice for May, because she stumped our gadget guru, Gary Miller, then give us a bell, 0151 708 1059, and let us know, because we'd like to help her. You can text us as well, 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space. It'll cost you 25p, plus your normal sending charge, even though you're doing a good turn. And you can email for free, surgery at citytalk.fm. Those numbers and address, by the way, are also what you should use if you have a question for Gary. Whether, like May, it's a problem you're experiencing with your technology, or if indeed you're looking to buy something and you want to know what you should be looking for, what kind of spec to be aiming at, and perhaps where you should be looking for it as well. Numbers are the same. Before we do a few more questions, Gary, I think we've got a few more items on our hot and not list. What else is on the what's hot and list for this week, please?
Well, maybe we're jumping ahead. When's your vet on the surgery? Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. Well, they may or may not be interested in this, but what I've found is an interesting gadget, not one that you would normally think of. Because I've got friends who've got pets, friends with pets. And sometimes these pets actually have problems with maybe fleas and ticks, etc.
Yep.
And they're constantly scratching, etc. So in China, they've come up with a new device. Not sure if it's hot or not, but we're going to put it in the hot category just now because it is hot. Well, it is for the ticks and the fleas. And basically, what does it do? It's a high-voltage pet brush.
Love it.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
So, the Chinese have developed this product to help your pet overcome the problems posed by shedding hair, ticks and fleas. Just run, it says, this battery-powered brush through their hair, and it promises to zap all living things it comes into contact with. I just hope it doesn't actually go a little bit too far.
Yeah, including
the cat. And get rid of Fido or whatever the cat may be called. Personally, if you love your pet, I'd caution you wouldn't use some dodgy Chinese electrical gadget, but it may not be dodgy. That's overstated.
It can't be that bad. I mean, look, it runs on a pair of what looks like AA batteries to me, so it's, when it says high voltage, it's not real high.
Very observant. It's actually two AAA batteries it needs. And what it says is you need to remove the shedding hair from the pet.
Mm.
It's a low-voltage brush, so high voltage supplied by the low voltage can kill the flea and any other living thing attached to your pet. It's suitable for cats and dogs and other long-haired pets. Operates in a two AAA batteries. I'm not sure, would you use it on short hair pets or not? What constitutes short hair and long hair? I just don't know. You might zap your pet, so just be a bit careful. I don't know what the cost is at the moment, but check out www.alibaba.com. That's alibaba.com. If you've got one of those, I'd love to hear. If you think this is like, oh, a dreadful idea, I'd like to hear about that as well.
I've got to say, I wonder, because we've got quite a few students who help us out here at City Talk 105.9. Do you reckon you could use it on them?
Or them, yeah. That's an idea.
They look a bit sort of dirty. So
I would suggest they wash the hair first.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, actually. I've got to say, there are several electrical appliances from China that electrocute you anyway, whether you mean them to or not. So it'd be quite interesting to
get one. We're going to be talking about one later in my my what's not hot, perhaps.
Excellent. Well, I shall look forward to that. And absolutely. And as Gary mentions, it is a vet on the surgery tomorrow. So although it's all your technological queries today, if you want to ask Jill Burkill, she's from Vets Now, a question about your animals at home, then she's with me in the studio between 12 and 1 tomorrow. You can still get them into the usual email address, though. But for the rest of today, or at least the rest of the next hour, that's 43 minutes by my watch, you can ask Gary Miller a question about the technology in your life, whether it's going wrong and you want some help, or indeed whether you're looking to buy something, give them a shout, 0151 708 1059. You can text 61025, start it with the word talk, leave a space, and you can email surgery@citytalk.fm. Try him out, see if he can help you. Gary, what else is hot in the world of technology?
Well, Acer. We all know who Acer are, I think.
I don't.
Well, you don't, right. Acer are famous. They got into netbooks and notebooks, laptop computers, not that long ago, and it transformed their business. And in fact, they're one of the biggest manufacturers of laptops, netbooks, and so on.
How has this company passed me by? I've never heard of them.
Have you not? Oh, they're famous. If you knew your gadgets, you know Acer.
Yeah, famous in your world.
Have you heard of IBM?
Yes.
So you know that one then?
Yes.
And you've heard of Apple?
Yeah, heard of Apple, lovely.
Well, this is another company that starts with an A, and
gotcha.
This is Acer. Now, what they're doing, though, and this is interesting, because there's less profit to be made in laptops, etc., people are looking at other technology. So what is the next thing? Can you just imagine, Will, what's the next gadget that you would buy if it wasn't a camera or a laptop? And keep it clean. What other ones would you buy?
What would I buy after a camera
or a laptop? What would be the next thing you would normally have in your pocket?
A phone.
A phone, right. So Acer have gone and actually developed their first smartphone.
All right.
And it comes out on February the 16th. Now, with it being Acer, it'll probably be cheaper. It'll probably be better than some others. Of course, they've just bought, or they bought last year, a mobile phone company, so a manufacturer. So obviously they're moving into something that's new to them, but they've launched this new phone. They've not shown any pictures of it yet, but it's been launched in Barcelona. I'd like to go. If you're listening, invite me on the 16th of February. We never get invited to any gadget things, do we?
No.
Unless you get them and don't tell me. So they entered this laptop space not that long ago, and no one thought they'd become one of the biggest players, and there's no doubt that they're hoping to do that, dent the smartphone market.
So having challenged on the notebook and the laptop front, they're now challenging on I guess the iPhone, really. That must be who they're taking on with something like that.
That's exactly it. They are taking on the types of the Google Android or the Apple iPhone or the BlackBerry Storm. So you can imagine things like bigger screens, touch screens, nice to use technology. So it's just interesting. Again, no pictures and no details, so they're keeping it quite secretive. But it's only a couple of weeks and it will actually be there. In fact, 2 weeks from today, February the 16th, they'll be launching this in Barcelona.
Any idea of the cost yet?
No costs have been released either. And of course, remember, most smartphones, if you don't have a contract with one of the big players like Vodafone or O2 or T-Mobile or whatever, a new phone would normally cost you between £250 and £300.
Right.
But if you've got a contract, it's either free or it's £50 or it might be a little bit more. Mm. So it can vary from free up to £300. And if you've got absolutely loads of money and you're a bit of a wag, you can buy one of those Emperor Armani. Oh. Remember last week?
I do.
That was a really expensive phone, or one of the Nokia phones. It's covered in Swarovski crystals and LED lights. Well, not all, but some of them are. LED lights, etc. And they cost thousands. £3,000, £2,000, £4,000. I've seen a phone cost £10,000. I wouldn't buy it, but they do cost as much as that. But this particular one might be free or it might be £300. Don't know at the moment, but check out the Acer website. That's acer.com and see if you can get any other details before I do.
There you go. And if you are going to get a new phone, one thing you could do with some cash, I think we could all do with that at the moment. If you want some free cash, then I've got a good idea for you. Get yourself down to Church Square Shopping Centre in St Helens this Friday, because our Phantom Fiver Flinger is going to be out and about, and he's going to be literally flinging fivers into the air for you to grab and claim. All you have to do is work out exactly where he'll be. He'll definitely be in Church Square Shopping Centre in St Helens, we know that. And this week's clue for where exactly to find him is that you might think our Phantom is once, twice, three times a diamond when you find him here this week. I'm just trying to work that one out. Look out for our City Talk ground crew, accompanied by the Phantom in Church Square Shopping Centre, and you could win a fistful of fivers. That is happening on Friday in Church Square Shopping Centre in St Helens. Get yourself some cash and then spend it on a gadget. And if you want to know which gadget to get, or indeed if you want to fix the gadgets you currently have, the number to call is 0151 708 1059. Have a word with Gary Miller. The text number is 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space, and you can email us surgery@citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9, this is the City Surgery. I'm Will Batchelor. It's 12:25 on Monday, and if you're not snowed in by the 1 centimetre high snowdrifts, then you'll be listening to this in work or in your car across Liverpool, Merseyside and the northwest of England and North Wales. And you may, of course, also be listening to it at home, snowed in on your wind-up radio, eating your emergency rations. Now, if you want to ask Gary Miller a question, he's with me, as always, on a Monday between 12 and 1. We call him our gadget guru because he knows a lot about technology. So whether your computer or your phone or your iPod is a bit knackered and not doing what it's told, or if you're looking to spend some cash and buy something nice, and you want some insights into the world of technology, you want a guide, if you like, to help you through the jargon and the technology, then Gary is your man. Give him a bell, give him a text, or send us an email, and we shall do our best to help you. I'm going to start with this one, which dropped earlier on the text screen. 61025 is the text number, by the way. Start it with the word talk, followed by a space, otherwise we won't get it. And it says, what is the best phone for music at the moment? But I also want it to look nice as well. I'll put this to you in a second, Gary, but I do know we have a lot of guys listening to this show who work in phone shops and in mobile phone repair shops and know a lot about this sort of thing. So although Gary, I know, will have his own opinions on this, if any of you chaps are listening and want to help us out as well, then drop me a quick email, surgery@citytalk.fm. But before they have their say, Gary, what do you think is the best phone for music at the moment that also looks pretty?
My first choice would be the Apple iPhone, because it plays like the iPod, so it plays good music and it plugs into lots
of... Well, it depends what you load on it.
Well, that's true, yeah. Are you still listening to...
All the time, move on.
Right, okay, Cliff Richard, wasn't it? An Apple iPhone has got a little connector and it plugs into any iPod dock and it will play music through that into speakers, systems and whatever. So great quality. Mm. So an Apple iPhone would be my first choice. It isn't what I've got, but it's what I would actually choose. A BlackBerry Storm, I've discovered, is good at playing music, but not as good as the iPhone. The Nokia N96, fantastic for playing music, and it looks nice too. In fact, I would say the iPhone and the Nokia in that order look good. The BlackBerry Storm, not so good.
Can I just ask, I mean, clearly, the reason we can play music on phones now is that someone a few years ago worked out a way to store music as a file, an electronic file. So really, does it make any difference? I mean, surely a file is a file is a file if it's stored in an N96 or an iPhone or a BlackBerry. I mean, what's the difference when it comes to playing it through your phone?
I think the difference, to be honest, would be either the loudspeakers you played it through, or most people would actually listen to it through little plug-in headphones or something. Actually, I think it's more the headphones rather than the phone that would give you the quality. Mm. For example, you can get great headphones like the ones we're wearing today. Now, they look a bit big to be sort of travelling on the train or the bus or in the street, but you actually can get some with, you know, big clunky covers of the ears, because they're actually better, because it actually gets rid of all the other surrounding sounds. But of course, you would never hear that bike that was ringing its bell coming up towards you, or the car tooting its horn,
or the mugger running up behind you.
No, yes. But it is actually the headphones that make the difference rather than the music. Some of the quality, the compression routines on some of the software that actually compresses the music so it plays on your phone or your iPod could do with being improved. So we actually get a better quality sound. MP3 and the Apple technology sound is great, but it's interesting that Apple have just brought out a deal where you pay £200 and you can rebuy all the music that you bought before. Mm. But actually, I think it's double the quality. So if you were to play it through the headphones or through the speakers, it would sound even better again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it? You know, feel free to buy your music collection back off us with a better quality. I mean, I think that's a bit cheeky myself, but there you go. I'm not as much of a gadget junkie as you, I suppose. If you have a question for Gary, I hope that answers our anonymous texter. If it doesn't, then you can text back. And indeed, if you have a question for us, the text number is 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space. The email is surgery@citytalk.fm. And the phone number is 0151 708 1059. The reason I got tangled up there over my words was that I was trying to read at the same time an email I've had from John, who is becoming one of our regular correspondents. Hiya, John, from Rom and Ram Customer Services. They're the guys who built Rome. And John has got some advice for the lady who was May in Widnes about her iPod Nano. He says, I would suggest... Sorry if you missed it, by the way. May was having trouble. She'd got a brand new iPod Nano and she wanted to download the latest version of iTunes onto it. Is that correct, Gary?
Right. She apparently didn't have any software on her Nano to actually listen to music or to watch any videos.
Gotcha. He says, I would suggest she resets the iPod to a factory default, first by pressing the menu and the centre button at the same time until the Apple logo appears, then try again. A lot of times this can resolve certain issues. If this doesn't work, She needs to see what the error message is when she's receiving when trying to synchronise, as depending on the message, it can determine what the problem might be. There could be several causes for non-synchronising problems, especially with USB devices such as the iPod. So, May, if you didn't catch that, basically what John says is press the menu and the centre button at the same time until the Apple logo appears, then try it again. That'll get you back to the factory default. That might work. If not, you need to see exactly what the error messaging says. John, thank you as ever for your wisdom. And you think you can answer a question better than Gary Miller, then join in. He doesn't
Please
mind.
Please do. No, not
he's
at all.
He's not proud.
Is that John James?
It is,
I remember him from last week. Very,
it
very
is.
Good.
Now, let's go to another question on the text screen. This one is from Jordan in Bootle. Hi, Jordan. He says, hi, I'm looking at buying... I'm so rubbish at technology, I'm not sure what the word he's trying to get here. EXT, an external hard drive, would that be?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay, I'm looking at buying an external hard drive for my computer to hold all my tunes. I've been looking at the Western Digital 500GB book-shaped ones. Are they any good?
It is good, yes. There's ones coming out that are going to be trillions of gigabytes, which means you can store more music or more photographs, but that one's not a bad one. I've actually got a lacy, rugged drive that looks like a book. It's bright orange. It looks like a brick, actually, a small flat brick, but quite trendy. So 500 gig is good. But of course, he may come back, Jordan, you may come back and say to me in a year's time, oh, I want to buy a 2 trillion version instead. They're going in a particular different, you know, they're actually getting bigger and bigger.
How many tunes roughly would 500 gig hold?
Let me try and work this out.
It's thousands, isn't it?
It is thousands. If I remember rightly, the iPod that's a 32 gig. That's the iPod MP3 type player, would probably, if I remember rightly, but I could be wrong, doesn't really matter if I am wrong on this, but it's about 7,000 tunes.
If a 32 gig can hold 7,000, then you times that.
You're talking about 100,000 tunes altogether, yeah. I would have thought.
Good maths, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got more than 100,000, but I suppose, again, the other thing about those hard drives is you might want to use it to store, say, a movie or something, and then all of a sudden that starts eating memory,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's movies and it's your documents, your movies, and more probably your photographs, because photographs tend to be a lot bigger. I mean, I've just downloaded all my photographs onto Facebook from my holiday, and each of those were between 1 and 2 megabytes. So, and that's just one photograph. Now, 1 megabyte is a lot bigger than some of those compressed tunes.
You wouldn't use Facebook as your only storage method for photographs, though, would you? Because I'm fairly sure they store them in a fairly low res way, so you'd be disappointed further down the line if you thought, oh, I'm okay, I've got all my photos on Facebook.
I actually keep my photographs on both a PC and a Macintosh as well, and they're also backed up onto the rugged drive.
Talking of photographs, and also talking of things that look and feel like bricks, I was cleaning out some of my belongings yesterday to try and create some space in my house, and I found an old digital camera that I'd bought as a Christmas present for my wife. God, about... It must have been about 2002, 2003, that kind of time. So not that long ago, seven years. And at the time, it was pretty fancy. And, you know, it was an impressive present. I think it was a Kodak one. And looking at it now, it was embarrassing. I mean, it looked about the size of not a brick, but certainly half a brick. It was boxy, it was clunky, it had a horrible opening mechanism where you actually, rather than pressing a button to open the shutter, you kind of drag the little plastic tab along with your thumb. It had a tiny little screen on the back. I think it was about 3.5 million pixels. It just reminded me how incredibly fast the technology has moved along, particularly with photography. But I also thought, what do I do with this phone? Because I don't want it. No one's going to use it. With this camera. We've got better ones in the house now. Is there any way I can do something constructive with it? Because I've got to say, it just went in the bin.
I'm going to find out now. There are websites where you can donate things like gadgets in Liverpool, and they'll distribute them to either through charity, to either abroad or to a school, for example. Now, wouldn't it be nice if you gave that phone to your local school?
Camera.
Sorry,
you're doing
camera. I'm doing the same as you. Your phone and your camera. Have you got an old phone or an old camera? Give it to the school. They can use them to actually raise some money, or they can actually use them for something else, and particularly the camera.
But that's what I'm saying. Who's going to want a camera like that? I mean, who would buy it? Is it worth anything for the components?
Listen, it was 6 years ago, a 3.5 megapixel camera was ideal for anybody. It's ideal now. Some of the phones, in fact, most of the phones that you buy at the moment have only got a 3.2 megapixel camera in the phone. So what you've got, actually, the phones are not as good as in terms of quality. And people still using them. That's good quality. And I think if a local school or a church or whatever can make use of that, that's what I would do. I would donate it. But there are websites, and I need to find you one. If anybody knows faster than I do, tell us. But there are websites where you can donate your gadgets and they'll be put to good use and they'll raise money for good causes. There ends my hippie moment.
I think I might have to be rooting through my willy bin tonight, because at the moment it's just being chucked out. There we go. Never mind. Let's go back to the text screen here. Mick in Southport has sent a text to 61025. He starts it with the word talk, which is what you have to do, and he says, "Hi guys, where can I get a car radio and CD player that is also an in-car phone system and a DVD player with two rear screens for the kids in the back?"
My first thing to do is I'd go to Halfords. I'd go down to Halfords. There's one in Edge Lane. There's probably others elsewhere, Speak, etc. And I'd get exactly that. There are, obviously, car radios and CD players. I think, however, I don't have one, so that's why I'm sort of slightly waffling there, because you may have to get a DVD player separate, although I'm surprised you would. So I'd imagine it'd be a car radio stroke DVD player rather than a radio stroke CD player and a DVD, because a CD is different to a DVD, but actually they look exactly the same. So I would imagine you'd buy a car radio with a DVD player, you buy two screens, and Halfords, I think, will install them for you. So, I mean, these two screens, they go on the back of the headrest, or they go on the back of the actual seats itself, and they've got to go on the back of the seats. Although a little bit maybe controversial here, isn't it nice that people should have conversations in cars rather than having the kids watch the TV? I think there's too much TV, but however...
Well, it's true, but I mean, I'm the first to say this, and I'm the first to say, why don't, you know, the kids play a game, or I spy, or have a conversation, or something like that. But on the other hand, remembering back to some of the journeys we took as a kid, you know, long journeys when you go on a holiday.
Are we there yet?
There was blood on the windows by the end of it, and anything to keep them quiet. So I do have some sympathy with Mick if he's using the old DVD player to keep the kids
quiet.
You
must come from a violent household if there's blood.
Listen, I come from a family of four kids, and it was a Montego my dad used to drive. If you try sitting in the back of a Montego with two sisters and a brother in the height of summer in a traffic jam, you'd know what violence
is. Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
I promise you that. If anyone has got an in-car entertainment system of the type that Mick is after, and they want to say how great it is, or indeed how rubbish it is and which ones to avoid, either way, you can get involved in the usual methods. By the way, I must mention this. I'm quite excited about this. We have these mails that drop while I'm on air, you know, usual email system. And I've got one here about tomorrow's breakfast show, which I'm quite looking forward to, because Kim has got a bit of a secret she wants to share with the world. That's Kim Hughes, obviously, who co-presents Breakfast with Phil Easton. Kim bumped into someone famous in Morrison's over the weekend.
Wow.
And she's going to be revealing who it is. And on the back of that, the team are going to be asking you, the listener, who is the most famous person you've ever met, which should be a bit of fun. Also, they're going to be taking an in-depth look at news from the world of the internet, which is good for us, Gary. And, of course, they'll be weighing up the pros and cons of EU employment law, given the industrial action breaking out across the country. So loads coming up on the breakfast show tomorrow, particularly for gadget lovers, but also for anyone who is worried about the industrial action and the prospect of EU workers coming and allegedly, in some people's eyes, taking our jobs, plus who's the most famous person you've ever met. Mine's Paul McCartney, but I'll save that for another day. If you want to ask us a question here of Gary Miller, who's also quite famous, the number to call is 0151 708 1059. The text number is 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space, and the email is surgery@citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9, this is the voice of Liverpool, this is the City Surgery, and I'm Will Batchelor, joined as ever on a Monday by Gary Miller. Very shortly, I'll be asking Gary for his What's Not Hot topic of the week, which I always look forward to, particularly because this week it's about sex, which is always fun, well, sometimes. And also, we're looking for Gary's deal of the week, when he scours the markets and finds you a great bit of kit that you might want to snap up at a bargain price. Before we do that, though, let's go to the phone lines, because Tony is in Childwall. He's phoned 708 1059, and he has a question for Gary. Hi, Tony.
Hi, mate, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Tony.
You're on the air, far away.
I have spoken to you before. I'm the fella in Chilwell who bought for 42 inch telly and I called the Philip. Do you remember?
Oh, I do remember, yes. How is, before you go on with this question, how is Philip?
Oh, he's brilliant. You know what? I'm still finding out things about him. And he keeps winking at me every day saying, I've got something new for you.
the joy of parenthood.
Do you know what's great about it? I'm just over the moon about it. It's got a USB connection into the back of my TV, right? And I can plug my mobile phone into it and watch the pictures on the telly and everything.
Exactly.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? Honest to God. It's just a quick question for you, Gary. I've been trying everywhere and I can't get one. I want to find out if I can get it. You know your PC lead that goes into the back of your PC lead and then into my television?
Yes.
It's like it's a DVI connection, but the connection to my telly is HD. You know, an HDMI lead.
Right, yeah.
Right? I've been phoning everywhere, Gary, and everyone's only got like a 2 metre one, but because I live in a flat and where my computer is towards my telly, I need a 4 metre lead. Would you know anywhere where I can get one that long?
I do.
Oh, great. Stuff.
No, I'm just thinking. Sorry, I'm not going to waffle on at the moment. I do know them. They're in Birkenhead. They're by the Four Bridges, and I'm trying to think of the name of the company.
Is it Valitech?
Might be now. It used to be called Light Something.
Yeah.
It's right in that industrial street. As you come off the slip road, after you come through the Wallasey Tunnel,
right.
You go through the slip road, turn left, down the hill towards Four Bridges, and you actually turn on at the lights, you turn left again into that industrial estate. But let me try and find out, and I'll announce it on air. If you just listen in,
right,
while we're all talking, I'll be checking that out.
Right. Just another thing, you know what you were saying before I was listening to you? Because I always listen to you every week, Gary, without fail.
Excellent.
Because if I find out something new or something wrong with my computer, you're the man.
Hey, there we are.
Yeah, yeah. There's just one more thing. You know what you were saying about if you throw your old mobile phone away and that? There's a place called Envirophone.com.
Do you know, I've just had that come through to us message.
Do you know why? Because I had a Sony Ericsson 750i, and it was a bit old, like, so I phoned them up, and they give me, well, I got it for my girlfriend, like, they give me £28 in Argos vouchers.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, in vouchers. They either give you cash or Argos vouchers.
Is it just phones, Tony, or do they do it for cameras as well?
No, they do cameras as well. They do cameras and stuff. Because, well, I registered on the internet, and I got a form through, and they send a jiffy bag and everything for you, all, everything, so you don't have to pay no postage or packaging. And it takes about 2 weeks before you get it. And they send you, like, I said to me wife, my girlfriend, like, I said, do you want these Argos vouchers? She said, yeah. So they sent me a little card, like a gift card, and it come through the post, and she went,
lovely.
To Argos and spent it.
Tony, that is a great suggestion. Thank you, Tony, in Childwall, and good luck with that. And I hope you continue to find out some great stuff about Philip. Also, by the way, thank you to Mike on the Wirral, who texted in with Envirophone.com as well.
We're actually
definitely now going to be rooting through the wheelie bin behind my house.
Yeah. Well, we discussed Envirophone about 6 months ago. But, you know, actually, there is another couple of camera people that will recycle the cameras for you and give them to charity. Photo Voice. That's P-H-O-T-O voice.org. And they'll donate it for you to an international charity. There's also Recycle This. That's THIS .co.uk. They'll also recycle that camera for you as well, so you can actually give it to a good cause.
Well, I tell you what, Gary, I'm going to go home, I'm going to go through my wheelie bin, fish the camera out, cover myself in muck and dirt, and then I'm going to have a good sit down and think about whether I want to give it
what
to charity.
What you'll do for 28 quid,
or whether I want to get the Argos vouchers, and I'll tell you next week, probably. Right, before we do some more questions, which you can see stacking up on the text screen there, I want you to tell me about your decision this week for what's not hot, because I'm intrigued by what you've written down on this note for me. Have better sex with the Love Trainer headset.
Oh, do you know what? It is what's not hot, remember?
Okay.
What is me having my rant, my weekly rant. What a waste of money. $79.95. $80. That's £56 for a headset that you wear while you're having sex and it tells you what to do. I mean, come on.
What's it? Is like a metronome? Does it keep rhythm or something?
It must do something like that. I can't believe that somebody's actually invented it. Let me just tell you. This is what the blurb did say, and I've altered it, but having problems in bed, need a little coaching and possibly some pep talk as you strut your lingerie. Well, I won't go on. Then you may need to want to check out the Love Trainer. Now, you might remember that Sega Toys, they actually brought out the Fit Trainer, or the FI Trainer by Atami. A funky set of headphones equipped with a pulse sensor and a batch of short messages to help you work your way through the pain barrier. This is not the Love Trainer, this is the Fit Trainer I'm talking about at that particular bit. Well, this is the amorous version where a narrator messages you, like saying, work harder. No, sorry, no. Following the beat, make love much harder. That's what it says. Following the beat. So there must be a metronome there somewhere. Yeah. Make love much harder. Other choice messages, I won't say them all. Your stamina will be evaluated. Oh, it'll tell you. Don't wait for the wife or the partner to tell you how bad you are at sex. This will tell you how bad you are at sex. Who agreed? Who designed? Who's brought this out? It's $80, and its headline says, "Make love the right way."
Also, I've got to say, I mean, it looks like a normal pair of white headphones there, like fancy ones you might have with an iPod. If you told your partner, "I'm just putting this Love Trainer on. It looks like a pair of headphones, but it's a Love Trainer. It's to increase your pleasure in bed." She's just going to think you're listening to the match, isn't she?
Exactly.
Like, come on, you've got City Talk on that. You're listening to Aldo and Steve.
You could be talking to City Talk 105.9 FM while you're having sex.
Oh, God. That would certainly put you off your stroke. Thank you for that. Where can people find out more about that, Gary, if they do want to buy one?
If they want to buy one, ask their friends, maybe. The friends have got one.
It's lovetrainer.com.
Yeah.
$80. There you go. It sounds like a wind-up, doesn't it? It sounds like the sort of thing you might be able to...
But if any listeners have them, please text us, email us, or phone us and tell us what it's like.
Yeah, good luck with that. Right, another text has dropped. This one from Lee. Who says, hiya Gary and Will, just wondering if a netbook would support the Championship Manager or Football Manager games. I wouldn't be using it for anything else, but I need it small as it's for my cab. I hope not driving at the same time, Lee. And small laptops are about £600 and I don't want to spend that much. If not, any ideas what I could get? I want to spend about £200. So, £200, the question is, would a netbook have enough memory to support quite a complex game like Championship Manager?
Possibly, don't know. Games are designed for sizes of screen and graphics cards, etc. Now, a netbook has a smaller screen, normally about a 7-inch screen, so it's it may not fit on that screen. It may fit on it. I've not seen it running on a netbook, so I really don't know the answer. Truly know the answer, because it's down to the graphics card, it's down to the size of the screen, and it may be too small that you can't actually read it. So it's not worth playing a game if you can't actually see the text that's now turned into, oh, I now need reading glasses. So I would recommend don't drive your taxi with reading glasses playing a game.
Good advice. I tell you what, Gary, can I give you that as homework? Lee, if you listen next week, we'll not only get you an answer to whether you can indeed play Champ Manager on a netbook, but also, if not, what kind of device you might get for £200 that would, a small device that would allow you to play that. Is that right, Gary, if I give you that?
I will indeed, yeah.
Piece of homework.
And just to put one correction, you can buy laptops for about 300 and bit quid, so not 600, from places like Currys and Lewis's, etc.
Well, are they small, though? Because it sounds like Lee wants a compact one.
No, they're normal 14-inch sizes, but you may need that for that game. That's what we need to check.
There we go. Interesting one. Lee, we'll give you a fuller answer next week because, of course, Gary Miller does return between 12 and 1. He's here every Monday. If you are new to City Talk 105.9, welcome. Gary's with us every Monday between 12 and 1. And other experts on the surgery for the rest of this week include tomorrow a vet, Wednesday a lawyer, Thursday a doctor, and Friday an independent financial advisor. So if you have any questions relating to any of those areas and you want some free advice from an expert, whether it's a poorly pet, a legal issue, your own health issue, or the health of your money, you can always get them in right now or indeed any time of the day or night to surgery@citytalk.fm. I promise you, I read all the emails I get, and those that I can help you with, I will save until the relevant day. So that's surgery at citytalk.fm. Send us an email, or better still, phone us on the day itself between 12 and 1 on 708 1059, or you can text 61025. Gary, just time for Deal of the Week, then I might throw one more question at you if we have time, but I can't go without knowing what this week's Deal of the Week is.
This Deal of the Week, I'll make this quick. Get onto online johnlewistheshop.co.uk and you can get an Olympus Muji, that's MJU, a 1060 digital camera in black. Mm-hmm. That's very important, not pink or silver. It was £224. It's now down to £179 and has a free 2-year guarantee. Good camera, good price, high-end camera, good price, 2-year guarantee, not bad stuff. So that's www.johnlewis.co.uk. Unfortunately, at this precise moment, I've just discovered they're out of stock. That doesn't matter. Place an order, you'll get it, and you'll save yourself nearly £50.
There you go. That's a good one for a high-end camera. Thank you for that. Of course, if you want a camera that was high-end back in about 2002. You can always look in the wheelie bin at the back of my house if you get there before I do tonight.
You either get it free or he gets £28 for it.
There you go, one way or the other. Someone's going to be happy. And finally, Gary, I've just probably got one more time for one more question. And it's on the text screen. And it says, hi, can you ask your guru where we can get our PSP, that's a PlayStation Portable, or Nintendo DS fixed? The DS people charge £60 just to have a look at it.
Right, get your pens ready. First one is console, that's C-O-N-S-O-L-E, works, W-E-R-K-S, .co.uk. Console works, ks.co.uk. Also, The Station, that's THE Station, four, that's the number four, u.co.uk. They fix PSPs and DSs. There's also console repair.ad.leisure.com. So they're quite long names, but so it's consoleverks, W-E-R-K-S.co.uk, the station for you.co.uk, and consolerepair.ad-leisure.com.
There you go. And if anyone out there is running a business in Liverpool, Merseyside, or North Wales, or the northwest of England, doing that kind of thing as well, fixing Nintendos and DSs, that kind of thing, for cheaper than the £60 fee that apparently Nintendo are charging just to look at it, send me an email, surgery@citytalk.fm, and I'll give you a shout next week, because although online firms are good, you can't beat supporting local businesses either. I'm happy to do that. Just to send me your details, and I'll make sure I give you a shout next week. Gary, thanks for your help this week.
Thank you.
I'll see you next week at 12 on Monday. And thank you to Perky for his text. I know you're a big fan of Jimmy Corkill, but unfortunately he's not on next. He's off sick, unfortunately. So Neil Fitzmaurice, him off of Phoenix Nights and many other things, is in the hot seat from one after the news. He's next.